Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. Go Bulls.
Of a good thing will stay.
for the Riffraff. The brilliant Hooray for the Riffraff with Too Much of a Good Thing. That lady is a legend already, 26 years old. Thanks, Ellen Lee. I wanted to say hello to Kathy out there. Hello, Kathy from Chicago. How are you? I've received some of your emails lately, and I wanted to thank you for everything you've been doing for me. I love the artwork. She made a poster or a logo for me for my website, which I'm still working on. It's taking forever because I'm clueless. I have no idea really how to do it without paying someone to do it, which, you know, that's the problem. I'd have to pay someone. But she made me a logo with a monkey, a big happy monkey with fingers on like an old-fashioned typewriter typing away, and with a little blip coming out of his mouth says, Carlo Radio. I love it. I love it. And, Kathy, you are our new creative artist. I want to hire you. I have no money to pay you, though. It's good that it doesn't matter for you right now. I hope it never does. But if anything ever happens, you will get paid. I doubt it will because, you know, life's just crazy. But I can't thank you enough, really. It means a lot to me. So thank you very much, Kathy. I think you're a beautiful person. A really, really good person, that, and they're hard to find. She sends me emails. Thanks so much for Carlo Radio. Thank you, Kathy. She also sent me some really pretty paintings that her sister made that I could use on Carlo on the website. Her sister's name is Anita, and she did these paintings in high school, and they're really brilliant. I'm going to try to post them on Twitter. As you know, I don't do Facebook because I just think it's there's something creepy about it. I don't know exactly what yet. I haven't figured it out. I don't know, but it's like creating a pretend you somehow or something. I don't know, something to that effect. Anyway, let's see. I wanted to say some other things about you. Oh, Kathy, I know you've sent me emails with some stuff you wrote. I am a knucklehead. I can't find them. I wanted to read them today, and I don't know where they are. I've been looking. I mean, I don't know what I do with these things. You know, I have fat, pudgy fingers, and, you know, I hit the wrong button because I'm always using my little iPod thingy. So, I hit buttons sometimes. I don't pay close enough attention, and I will find them. I know I didn't delete them, but I'll find them. I moved them somewhere, and I can't find them. Anyway, let's see. I will read your writings, Kathy, when I find them. Also on my Twitter, I've been getting some. I've been making friends with the British. I decided to pretend, you know, like I'm Jimi Hendrix and start. You know, it took him a while to for people to in America to pay him any attention. So he went over to London, to England. They invited him over, actually, and he went over there and, you know, blew their minds, which they knew he was going to do. Then he came back and blew America's mind. He's awesome. So anyway, I just decided to try and make some British friends on the old Twitter here, and I have. Let's see. At GoGab4Gene. Hello, if you're listening out there, they wanted to listen to the show, so I hope you had a chance to listen to it. You can listen to it later, of course. And at SJ Writing, I will read some of your writings too, but I can't do it today. It's too short a time, but I love your writing. Keep writing, and I will read your poems and stories on the air. Also, at Roadrunner A, I think you're really cool, and I hope you're listening too. I went to London a couple of years ago, and it was great. Me and Jennifer had a great time. It was a lot of fun. So thank you again, Kathy. You're the best. And don't stop, whatever you do. And I appreciate your encouragement. Finally, someone who encourages me instead of telling me to do anything but be creative. I'm tired of it's not their fault. They just use a common sense. They want, you know, what they've been taught, work hard and save money and all that stuff. But I just feel like I can't help myself, and I've held it back too long. I have to be creative. There's nothing I can do about it. I am unhappy if I'm not. So I'm going to remain this way for as long as I can. A lot of people that are creative or think that they're creative fall into ruts, and I'm sure I will again. But right now I'm enjoying having a voice, speaking on the radio, talking to my friends. It makes me feel good. I'm not hurting anyone, and I don't plan to. I never will. I don't even know how. Next, I want to talk about the Irish. I grew up in south side of Chicago, as a lot of you know, and really predominantly Irish neighborhood. And all my best friends are Irish. All my the only girls I've ever loved were Irish. Unfortunately, you know, I really love the Irish. I just love those drunken assholes. And, you know, they've always been there for me. They're also the reason I have some scars on my face, because they're crazy, drunken maniacs. But I love them to death. And, you know, some of the Irish are the greatest poets and writers in the world. That's really, there's not much debate in that. Go Irish. And do not ever forget, you too.
Yeah. today?
Are leprechauns good or bad? I'm not sure. They're little rascals. I don't know. Little Irish freaks. Last week, Kathy called in and asked me, what is my relationship with Jesus? And, you know, it was at the end of the show, and it caught me off guard. There was no way to answer it that quickly. But I have a response for you this week, Kathy, and this is what I believe. I believe Jesus is my friend. I believe he loves me, and I love him. I don't worry about anything else or what anyone else says. I do good, and I try doing better. I try to do what Jesus would do. I fail every day, but I keep trying. I wrote this stuff down. Usually I don't, but, you know, I figured this was important. I believe Jesus was the greatest poet ever, and he did it with spoken word. I don't believe in hell. I think it's stupid, and only stupid humans could make something up so stupid, and they did it to control us with fear. Evil does exist, but it comes from our minds and nowhere else, or other people's minds. And I believe we are already in heaven and that we never leave. I looked at Jesus Christ. I looked at Jesus Christ. He was soft and glowing. His face was bearded with long hair. His face was tranquil and loving. He appeared to know something I didn't. He appeared to be a teacher, a dreamer, with arms reaching to take me in. Jesus appeared holy, godly. Is he real? Who is he? Will he fulfill his promise to come back, or has he given up? Aren't you curious? I want to know him. I want to see him. I want to feel what he feels, think what he's thinking, teach what he teaches, touch what he touches. I want him to love me. Does he? Does God? Is he real? I want to know. Aren't you curious? I'm going on a mission to find him. I must know. I must know if he's real or made from the human imagination. I want to love him. I'm going to find him. If he is anywhere, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Is he looking for me? Do I think like Jesus did? I want to. Oh, how I want to. I'm going on a mission. I'm going on a mission to find Jesus. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Do you hold a clue? Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? We need him with us. Do you have a clue? Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? We need him with us. Do you love him too? Come back, Jesus. We need you with us. We need you with us. Our love is true. My mom would be 66 today if she were with us. Hopefully, maybe she can hear me. She grew up in Nicaragua, in, I believe, Matagalpa, Nicaragua. It's hard to say, but I've practiced, even though I don't know where I just threw that goofy accent in. And she had, Marta, her sisters Marta, Vivian, and Lisa, and a brother named Hector. Hector died, so they're together again, and my grandmother recently died, so they're all together. And, they were all really, really smart, interesting people. I'm going to do a whole show on her for her birthday, but I just wanted to say some things that used to, just make my things about my mom's life real quick. She grew up. Lived in California. Grew up by Encino Hills, and she loved going to the beach in Malibu. She was a model, very beautiful woman. Really beautiful. She would have been a huge model all over the world had she, but she stopped growing. She wasn't tall enough.
But she's just absolutely beautiful. She went to Woodstock, which I didn't even find out until after she died. She actually went to Woodstock. On a modeling trip, her and her sister Vivian and my sister Debbie drove all the way from California to Toronto, Canada, for her to do this film shoot. And on the way back, they got in a car crash to hit a deer. And so they stayed in Chicago, and my mom got a job, or she went to school at the Art Institute down there, and that's where she met my dad. And they got married quickly, I believe. Well, you know, pretty quick. Some funny thing. My mom loved to put salt on her bananas. Now, every time I started doing it, I'd freak out. you know, but she loved it. And then I tried it one day. It's fine. It's no big deal at all. But I don't know why. Why would you put salt on a banana, Mom? I've asked her. She's like, oh, I don't know. I like it. What do you mean? Why? Why else? Why else would you do that? I love you, Mom. I miss you. I know Nick and Debbie love you, too, of course, and your sisters. We all miss you. And a few things she taught me how to, she's a pretty good cook. A few things she taught me were how to cook tortillas and eggs. I wish I had some right now. You fry up a bunch of tortillas and you throw the eggs in there with the butter and you scramble it all around, throw some salt. It's yummy. You do the same exact thing with salt. It's so good. It's quick and easy. I love it. I wish I had some right now. Oh, with some bacon and stuff. My mom blew my dad's mind one day after when they were dating still, I think. They went to this place called Bumbles in Beverly Hills, and my mom knew Liz Taylor, and they were playing pool together with Liz Taylor. My dad couldn't even talk. I guess his eyes were bugging out of his head. So she was married three times, one to my sister's father. His name was Jack, a really handsome man. He's passed on. And then her third husband is Al, and he's a great guy, from Chicago, too. Actually, my dad and my stepdad, Al, are really good friends, which is so cool. They hang out. They go to – and they might even become roommates soon. So that's good stuff. I'm glad they get along. And, you know, everybody needs someone. Neither one of them have another woman in their life. So that's I'm glad they have each other, and they have my crazy, beautiful mom to talk about. My mom's name was Maria, and in English, it's Mary. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
told me the other day, the Bible says, honor your mother and father. Everyone needs to do that. Call your mom. Talk to her before she dies. Tell her you love her. Carla Radio, you're live.
Hi, Carla. This is Cassie and Rena from Indiana, Maryville, Indiana.
Hey, Cassie, how are you today?
Hi. I have a Psalm 23. My mom made me memorize this Bible verse my whole childhood and teenage life. Every time
Are you choking a monkey right now? What is that noise? Jeez, put the monkey down.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
Hello?
They're cutting me off in 8 seconds, Kathy. They're cutting me off. They're cutting me off the show. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Call me next week.
To
Bye.
To send this message now, press 1.
Bye-bye.
To replay your message, press 3.